My name is Donyet McFarlane. I'm the Managing Director of Remote Medical Support. And what we do is we provide a direct line for travellers to speak to a doctor when they're overseas. Our company provides this service on behalf of large insurance companies. And what we're doing today is we're offering travellers the unique opportunity to plug into that resource that we operate 24 hours a day of doctors who answer your phones within half a minute, usually 14 seconds for us to pick up. Speak straight to a doctor about any health condition they have. So that can be useful for self-help advice. It can be useful in terms of knowing where to go, how to avoid unnecessary local expense with local medical practitioners, and also at what point to go to clinics and at what point to press a button on maybe a repatriation home. Typically, insurers cover the repatriation, and usually the decision of what to do medically becomes easier the more unwell you are. So if you've fallen down a ravine and you've broken a leg or you've had a heart attack, then clearly you're going to want to go home and recover in a hospital back in your country of origin. But if you've got something a little bit less serious, like an infected insect bite or traveler's diarrhea, some of the more common things that we hear and treat and advise on, then clearly you spend a lot of money trying to get to where you are, a lot of money on your holidays, and ideally, if you can, with the right technology and the right advice, we want you to try and stay there and continue your holiday. Typically, if you were maybe unwell with traveler's diarrhea and you weren't getting the right advice in terms of rehydration, you might be out of action for 5 days, missing out on the trips that you've paid for. But maybe with the correct advice, that curtailment might only be for 1 or 2 days, and that's really what we're here to do. Our app does lots of additional features, so we've got symptom checkers, we've got location trackers, which are really useful for solo travellers or people who are on gap years and don't want to reassure their parents that they're going to be safe. You can track yourself, or you can say, do not track me. And there's a whole wealth of health information as well, like a medical textbook that you've effectively got on your phone. Video demonstrations, which is like a adventure medicine course, which is broken down into 2.5 minute videos, and we have about 30 of them, which are an in-app purchase that can be made for 99p, and you can talk to a doctor, and it's a fantastic app that we've just launched in the last couple of days. The app is downloadable for free, so all of the features are you can play around with and see whether you want to actually purchase them. We have about 8 features on there. Only 3 of them require payment. So one of them is the video suite, which is 99p for all of the 30 videos that are there, a whole sort of course. 99p to unlock all of the approved clinics. So we have a list of clinics that would be of Western European standard around the world that you might choose to go to if you needed medical attention. That whole list of over 500 clinics is downloadable for an in-app purchase of 99p. And then the premium aspect of it is if you wanted to actually talk to a doctor, then you download credits and you can store it on your phone. Typically, you might download or upload £25 worth of call time, and that would give you an unhurried conversation with one of our doctors is usually about 6.5 minutes. So to be able to have 2 of those for your trip. We run down the minutes at £2 a minute, and then travellers have that option to top up when they're overseas as well. So it's all contained within the app. So the app's available on the Google Store and the Apple Store now, and people can download it and get going. Yeah. So the idea is that you download it when you've got ideally Wi-Fi connection before you go, and that'll allow you to download all of the videos on a good connection. And similarly, if you've got Wi-Fi in your hotel or your hostel or internet cafes where you are, then you can download all of those features. We have built it from the ground up to be available offline, so that if you have poor cell phone connection, there's a way of connecting through a sat phone or local landline as well. So the videos are kind of like a first aid course, broken down into 2.5 minute videos. So we teach these courses to exhibition companies and also to healthcare professionals. And as a doctor myself, I know that you can get a lot of skill feints. So you can be taught how to do chest compressions, and then within a week of doing the course, you can't remember whether it's 15 compressions to 2 breaths or what exactly the latest protocol was. What this allows you to do is you can look at those videos at any time. So on a train home, you can watch those videos, refresh at any point, so there's no skill fade. In fact, the retention increases the more you watch them. So we started 11 years ago, and the basic idea was to allow good, friendly doctors the time and the space in order to provide information to patients. And so often in busy GP surgeries or busy outpatient surgeries, the doctors don't have the time to really talk through a medical issue, and patients might have questions when they go home that they didn't have an opportunity to ask. So it all started with Talk to a Doctor, which was almost like a private version of NHS Direct, with the unique selling point that it's directly to a team of doctors. Within 18 months, we were approached by expedition companies who said, can you do the same thing but for us, so that we have a requirement to get through to a doctor 24 hours a day? And we said yes, absolutely. And now we can tap in the individual traveller as well. So the expedition companies that are travelling around, so the ones like Outlook Expeditions, Adventure Life Science, they work on behalf of, traditionally, in the past, it used to be that you'd have a well-meaning geography teacher wanting to take a group of six formers away to something like Zambia or Namibia to teach them a bit about a different country and a different culture. Now, over time, with health and safety restrictions, all of the necessary requirements are much more technical about have you done a water safety course, have you done a ridge climbing risk assessment, have you done a rope walking assessment, and the well-meaning teachers don't have time to keep up to date with all of these. So they employ exhibition provider companies to take the group away. Often they send a teacher with them, and the expedition provider provides a technical leader who's often a mountain leader or someone with a lot of technical expertise. And that's the way it's going now. So we provide the medical support to those companies. Right. We have, as I said, we look after insurance companies both in the UK and overseas. So in total, we are covering over 1.2 million end users at the moment. So that means it provides reassurance, because obviously the more calls we're handling every day, it's not a big surprise if we get another call from another person. And so we have, at any one time, a team of 15 to 20 doctors answering calls 24 hours a day.